Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Peace will come back into the house. We see riptide tearing away at the very fiber of the house of the Lord. And the Lord is simply saying, my people understand is that these riptides may seem strong. These riptides may have power. These riptides may have ability. But these riptides does not have the peace that God has in store. Am I in your neighborhood? My brothers and sisters, Jesus has the answer to his peace and not man's peace. For according to scripture, Paul understood a little bit about turbulence, and he understood a little bit about the situation that he would have to go through in life. And certainly in life, we will all go through some things, but it's only a riptide. The Lord is on your side. You can handle any riptide that come. Because riptide's sole desire is to take you under. Yes. But if the Lord be for you, yes, who can be against you? According to the scripture, Paul suffered greatly because of his love for the Lord and for God's truth, because of his commitment to the commission given to him by the Lord. And when you start working for the Lord, you can expect stuff to happen. You can expect riptides in your life. But I need to build you up on God's word. I need to give you the strength to endure. Tide will take you down and take you under, but the riptide will be a strong swimmer. You can endure what riptides are trying to take you out with. And so the Apostle Paul's heart was kept in perfect peace. And here's why. Paul had been in stone. Paul was left for dead. And Paul was scourged by the Roman. And yet, he said in Romans 8:28, and we know, what is it that the believer knows? And we know that all things work together for good to them that look according to his purpose, not your purpose, not the pastor's purpose. When we stop putting the emphasis on ourselves and put the emphasis on the Lord, then we can come through any trials, any tribulation, any riptide that the sea may come at you. I did say the sea is something, nothing more than a whole bunch of people. And a sea of people at times can take you under. But if you have strength in God's word, if I be for you, I'm more than the world against you. My brothers and sisters, look at the condition of knowing God's peace. First, you must love God. Jesus said in Luke 10:27, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And this tells us God is to be first. Stop looking for things that are temporary and start looking at things which are eternal. Secondly, Paul said, you must be called according to his purpose. So many times it's our purpose, his purpose. There are times the Lord gives you a vision, the Lord gives you a ministry. The Lord says, I'm calling you to his purpose, which means, and into his perfect will for our lives. When you think about your life, there are going to be some bumpy roads in life. Roads. There's some paved roads and there's some icy roads. But if you're on the road to glory, you're on the right road. And the Lord is simply saying, whatever road you're on, stay focused. Because I'm with you. Most people reject God's peace, selfishness, and their lust for the pleasures of this world. You know, sometimes you have to crucify that flesh. Crucify what's holding you back from getting what God wants you to have. Jesus said in John 14, 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. A legacy of inner peace is offered to all who know Jesus Christ, regardless of our circumstances. If we notice, Jesus said, my peace. And that makes it personal. Is this peace that Jesus possesses and is given to us? Why does he want us to have his peace? Because our peace is temporary. Because we can love you today and we can fight with you tomorrow. But Jesus loves you today, and even though you fight with him, he said, I stop fighting with me. Inner peace is offered to all who know Jesus Christ, regardless of their circumstances. The Apostle Paul knew that peace when he wrote of it in the letter to the Philippians. Back at John 16:33, Jesus said these words, these things I have spoken to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world. All we have to do is receive the benefits. So many times we're trying to work out our own salvation, but your salvation has already been worked out for you. The law has never saved anybody. But when you turn it over to the Lord and let the Lord say, I came to fulfill the law so that you would not be held under the law of sin and death. So you're evil. And when you are under God's unmerited favor, you don't have to worry about tomorrow, because we know who holds tomorrow in the palm of his hand. My brothers and sisters, Jesus said, in me, you will have peace. The question that we are, Jesus said, in the world, you will have tribulation. As believers, we can expect trouble and tribulation from the world, and any happiness and peace the world may offer is temporary. It's temporary. For it is the Holy Spirit, our spirits, and give us peace despite of the obstacles surrounding us. In John 14, 26, it tells us something about the helper. I think it says, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. Jesus had revealed to his disciples that he was going away. And in that 28th verse, he said, you have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said, Isn't it amazing how Jesus had told the disciples in John chapter 14, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And where I go, ye. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. The way to the Father's house is through Christ Jesus. Jesus was sharing to the disciples his death, but they would not understand it. The Holy Spirit revealed things to us that the natural man cannot understand. That's why preachers are odd and unusual. That's why preachers think we're different. It's because we listen not to men, but we listen to the powers of God. Jesus said, I'm going away and coming back to you, leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give it, give I unto you. Then the final word Jesus said, don't let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That would come a time in our life when there would be things that would come and peace will leave the world. When the Holy Spirit is absent, there will be no peace in the world. When Jesus came into the world, he said, wait for the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. And Jesus, while he was in the world, thank you, Holy Spirit. Jesus, while he was in the world, the Holy Spirit resided upon him. There is no mention of the Holy Spirit. Jesus was here. But when Jesus said, I must leave so the Comforter can what? So the Comforter can come. And the Holy Spirit came after Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will come by what the Father, when the Father sent him. And on the day of Pentecost, who showed up? The Comforter, the Holy Spirit came. And he resided like under the old covenant. The old covenant, the Holy Spirit rested on certain individuals. But in the new covenant, the Holy Spirit, after Jesus left and the Father sent the Holy Spirit back, it resides on everybody who believe in Christ Jesus. That makes us saved. But the Holy Spirit, if you've accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, I don't care what your life is like, the Holy Spirit will take up residence. And the Holy Spirit will start doing some work. Pastor, you don't know my story. I will never know who knows everybody's story. I know one who knows everybody. Jesus, who came, suffered, and died so that each and every one of them would have the right to the tree of life. And so when the enemy offers you the world, you offer him Jesus. When for you the world, the silver as well as the gold, say, I have a Savior who owns it all. When the enemy offers you lust and pleasure, just remember that God says, I've got more to offer you than what the enemy can give. And what I love about him, the Lord says, there's more in store. Eyes have not seen. No ears have heard what's in store for us. If you think this is good, wait till you get to see what God has in store. When you see what God has prepared for those who love him, when we think about this personal peace plan, Jesus came and afforded it for all of us. And he did it both for so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Yeah. Everlasting life is in Christ Jesus. Yeah. Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and that you might have life more abundantly. So the abundances of life, temporary stuff, the abundances of life is in the man called Jesus. And Jesus said, come unto me, all that are burdened and heavy laden. And he said, I'll give you rest. And when you take hook up with Jesus, he said, I will give you everlasting life. Amen. Jesus' plan revealed. Yes. The doors of the church open. And if you are here today and you want to embrace.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Well, all right. It's time for birthdays and anniversaries. It's the first of the month, May 1st. Let's begin with the birthdays. Michelle Simmons having a birthday today. So is Phoenicia Small One Sices. Michael Brown. Nikki Lombardi. Geneva Trusting God Johnson. Clara Van Dyke. Jasmine Davis. Mary Gordon. Guadalupe Vallejo, Zaria Freedom, Cheryl Williams, Deborah Simmons, And a special happy birthday to Anna.